This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hello there, my name is Jessica, and you're tuned into the Sunshine Girl podcast, hosted by me. Now, in the next couple of minutes, we'll be delving into a world of candid advice, empowering insights, and real connections. Ready to light up your relationships? Let's get glowing. So why don't women initiate sex? One reason some women don't initiate sex is because they feel that there can never be any intimacy without a push from their man for it to have to end in sex. In other words, guys, women in committed relationships are hesitant to even ask to cuddle, hold you intimately, or kiss because they believe that it would never just end there. This is something from the powder room, guys. It's a lesson to learn here. If you stick with me till the end of today's video, I'll give you more reasons why women never initiate sex and things that you can do to turn this around. So historically, women have been positioned as the gatekeepers of sex, with societal expectations dictating how, basically, they should behave in romantic and sexual encounters. The role is not just a relic of the past, it's a narrative that continues to shape attitudes and actions, even today. From a young age, we're told to prioritize being desirable over expressing our own desires. And this is reinforced in media, books, literature, I mean, you name it. And even in the casual conversations that frame men as pursuers and women as those who are to be pursued. Look, we're living in a fairly progressive world where women have been standing almost shoulder to shoulder with their male counterparts in education, career, domestic matters, of course, depending on where you live in the world. But when it comes to initiating sex, women are still stuck in the dark ages. We push for equality in every walk of our lives, but why is it that the onus in taking the lead in the bedroom is always on the man? Now, before I jump into the everyday reasons you might already hear, here's another less conspicuous one, and I'll call that number two. Women simply desire sex differently. Guys, I'm telling you today that a lot of women experience sexual desire in a manner that's completely different from the way you do. For men, you're visual. Your desire is based on a response to something you see or feel that immediately turns you on, right? It could be an erotic visual, something you associate with sex. But desire doesn't quite escalate so quickly in women. And no, she won't be automatically turned on by the view of your naked body either. It's built up slowly and deliberately. Now, if you do your research on the kind of even adult entertainment, aka porn, that women even like, it's a type that shows more foreplay, kissing, caressing, than straight action. If you keep that in mind, that women desire sex differently, you'll learn a bit more about how to get your woman there, and she'll appreciate you more. And I dare say she'll even begin to initiate, because guess what? You'll become the master of building up sexual tension, and she'll be the one thinking about the fact that you're moving too slow. Now, the lesson here is, don't be in a hurry to jump to the end of the game when there's so much more to play for. Unlike men, most women tend to take it slow, play it safe, until they think it's the right moment for them to initiate. Number three, women don't have enough testosterone. And that is a biological fact. Now, testosterone, the male hormone, is what makes men more aggressive than women. The more testosterone you have, the more sexually charged you are. Without diving too deep into the science of testosterone, here are three things I need you to just know about when it comes to this very important hormone. Now, testosterone is directly linked to the development of male sexual characteristics and is a key factor in the regulation of libido. Higher levels of testosterone are often associated with increased sexual desire. Second thing I need you to know is testosterone influences sexual desire through its effects on the brain. It acts on specific parts of the brain that regulate libido. The hormone can affect neurotransmitters and the brain's response to stimuli that are perceived as sexual. The third thing is, beyond its central effects, testosterone also plays a role in maintaining genital sensitivity and the health of sexual organs, which can affect desire and performance. In men, It's crucial for the development and maintenance of sexual drive, erectile function, and sperm production. I promise I'll end the science talk shortly, but in contrast, even though women produce testosterone in their ovaries and adrenal glands, we produce it in very small quantities. And trust me, you probably want to leave things as they currently are, because if women have more testosterone than usual, not only will they be more aggressive, it will also come with excessive hair growth, acne, and other undesirable things, right? In summary, what I'm trying to say is testosterone makes men more forthcoming about their sexual desires than women because, well, they feel it more intensely, right? It's not to say that women have no desire at all. It's just that the lack of testosterone kind of stops us from being overtly aggressive and more forthcoming about sex. Like I already explained in a previous point, women just feel desire differently, sexual desire differently. And if you remember this, that women need a reason to have sex and men need a place, you'll be a happier guy. The third reason women don't initiate is because there may not be any emotional connection. Now, to encourage women to initiate sex, understanding the importance of emotional connection is important. Look, unlike the unrealistic portrayal of women in adult entertainment, real women's sexual desires are closely tied to their emotional state of mind and connection to you. For a woman to feel comfortable initiating sex, her man needs to actively contribute to creating a supportive and appreciative environment. It includes making her feel desired beyond physical attraction. And please, guys, never treat her like a sex object, okay? It involves engaging in meaningful communication, respecting her as an individual. Establishing this emotional bond doesn't require a grand romantic gesture, but rather just consistent, genuine attention and care towards her feelings and her needs. When a woman feels valued and respected in this way, she's more likely to feel secure and confident in expressing her desire to have sex with you. What's the key takeaway? Build that emotional connection. And the fifth reason I can give you today is she might simply just not be in the mood. Now, sometimes the reason is purely biological, okay? Women undergo a lot of hormonal fluctuations throughout the month on account of her menstrual cycle. During PMS, sex is often the last thing on her mind. PMS, which is premenstrual syndrome, is a group of physical and emotional symptoms that can occur 1 to 2 weeks before menstruation. PMS symptoms are usually at their worst during the last 4 days before her period and go away 2 to 3 days after. In contrast, when she's ovulating, and take note, she'll generally become more needy and horny and more likely to be the one to initiate. And of course, a lot of other external factors will influence her, you know, her mood, irrespective of her hormones. A bad day at work, a fight with a good friend, you know, is enough to put her off. So keep that in mind. Fear of rejection and coming across as loose. Now, generation after generation, women have been brought up to believe that they are passive pawns in the mating game and that men are supposed to be the pursuers. End of story. Now, the best we can do is look coy and pretty, feign a mild protest when, you know, you propose or ask for sex. That's how it's been for centuries and nothing has changed. Plus, as women, the sting of rejection hurts twice as much because, firstly, social conditioning discourages us from pursuing men. And secondly, the rejection hurts us more because being women, part of a woman's identity rests on her sexual desirability. That's just how the patriarchal society has conditioned us. Sexual rejection makes women question their very self-worth. Also, the idea of sexually liberated forward women is still a difficult concept for a lot of you guys to stomach, irrespective of how liberal you are. Men are just as big as a victim of patriarchy as women are. As much as men are tickled by the idea of sexually charged, unapologetic women, they're intimidated by the thought of actually dating or marrying one, which is probably one of the reasons why society is upholding the virtue of chastity when it comes to women. I'm going to wrap this up, but as a bonus tip for my married brothers, when you do not contribute to household chores, something as simple as that, it can leave your woman feeling exhausted and overburdened. This imbalance often results in a lack of energy and interest in initiating sex. The physical and mental fatigue from managing household responsibilities alone makes it difficult for her to think about intimacy at that point. Right? So you can solve this problem with something as simple as helping with household duties. Helping around the house means you both have a lot of time left over to feel closer and make room for intimacy. So now that I've touched on one solution I believe I just gave you, here are a few more. I think it's important to get to know the woman and give her more of what she wants. For example, if you remember in the beginning, I mentioned something. I found that when guys back off for a bit on that whole thing of, oh, she caressed my shoulder, she wants sex, or she just squeezed my bum or cuddled next to me, so she must want sex, the more often men get the end result that they want. So the key here is to remind yourself each time, this doesn't have to lead to sex, this doesn't have to lead to sex, and you'll enter her good books faster than a professional 100-meter runner being chased by a cheetah. Trust me on this one, guys. Implement it and you'll thank me later. Also, you want to talk to her, tell her your needs and wants, discuss what's going on in her life. Let her know you're there for her no matter what. Tell her you love her and you'd love for her to initiate sex from time to time and make sure that you make a big deal out of it when she does. Because that singular act will reinforce the behavior, will encourage her to do it more often. And finally, make time to be intimate in other ways, right? Think outside the box. I mean, how can you show her love without sex? Showing love without sexual intimacy involves creative and thoughtful gestures. Consider scheduling regular dates, offering compliments, listening actively to her thoughts and feelings, and engaging in activities that she loves, right? Small acts of kindness, like preparing her favorite meal from time to time or taking her over some of the chores to give her a break, will make a difference, especially when you guys are married. These actions demonstrate care and appreciation, strengthening the emotional bond and showing love in diverse ways beyond physical intimacy. Remember, guys, every relationship is unique, and it's not a one-size-fits-all, but it's about finding what works for both of you and respecting boundaries, nurturing the connection. Don't be afraid to discuss and explore intimacy together. It can lead to a stronger, more fulfilling relationship. And that wraps up another episode of the Sunshine Girl Podcast. I'm Jessica OS, your relationship coach, sending you off with a mind full of thoughts and a spirit ignited with power. Remember, the light you carry within can illuminate the darkest paths. Keep shining, stay connected, spread joy wherever you go. Until next time, keep your sunshine glowing.